perfect for your family visiting from out of town. And the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations by calling 620-343-7756. That's 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites. Live like home.
KVOE News Time is 8:52. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us current interim CEO for the Regional Development Association, Jim Witt, and also incoming interim CEO, Lyle Butler.
Lyle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. Cold, like everybody else.
I bet. Yeah. Jim, good morning. How are you, my friend?
I echo Lyle's sentiments. It's that kind of morning.
It is that kind of morning. But the way it sounds, brighter conditions, warmer conditions, you could say, coming in for the RDA here with Jim. You've been spending over a year in that interim CEO spot. And before we start talking here about, I guess, the transition, maybe you can give us a sense of the work that's been done by the RDA. And, you know, just in your mind, if you're handing the RDA off here, at least under these interim circumstances, off in good shape to Lyle.
Well, I think the RDA has had a good turn of events in Emporia. Been very active in recruitment, the Simmons properties, all the development that's occurred in Industrial Park 3 and 4 really can be tied to RDA efforts. And during that year as an interim, even though I wasn't full-time, we tried to sustain those efforts, but it's tough at times to meet some of the demands, what I call demands, selection criteria of industries looking at Emporia. I'm sure Lyle will continue to work on those, trying to get those synthesized and maybe get us a better chance of landing some additional employment, plus expanding what we have.
Well, Jim, your thoughts on, the readjustment and the new look, it looks like, that the RDA is going to have here now that you leave, and this is something we'll ask Lyle, too, what his take on is how the adjustments will, how do you expect things to go here, Jim?
Well, I haven't been involved since mid-January. I sort of phased out then, but I think there's going to be some changes, some minor tuning probably to what the RDA does. I hope that happens and it moves around smoothly and we continue to serve community in our role as economic development entity. So we'll just have to see what happens. Like I say, I haven't been tuned in as much in the last three weeks.
Well, Lyle, let's bring you into the conversation. And for folks that didn't read our story here late last week, give us your background, and also fill us in on what has you. What was that again? Lyle, I apologize. Fill us in on your background and what had you interested here in the position, at least on an interim basis.
Sure. Well, just a very quick bio. I've been in chamber economic development work for about 30 years, and which has started in Dodge City, Kansas. And in fact, Jim Witt and I worked together in Dodge City. And then I went to Greeley, Colorado, worked in the chamber as the president and CEO in Greeley. And then in the year 2000, came to Manhattan, Kansas, and was the president and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce for a little over 19 years. And I retired from the chamber position in Manhattan in early 2019. And since then, I've been doing some working with a company part-time. It's been doing work with chambers and economic development organizations across a four-state region, helping them develop strategic plans and then funding for it. And actually, when I retired, my ideal job that I wanted to keep my fingers sort of into economic development was to be an interim and help out communities as they transition from a president or CEO of their organization to another, and so that help communities so they don't miss a beat during that period of time. And so Emporia has had an interest to me. I'm also on the bank board of directors for ESB, and they have a facility here in Manhattan. And so I was asked to be on the board about 5 years ago, and so I have another connection into the Emporia area. And so it's been interesting, and Jim and I have had conversations long before this interim opportunity came up about the opportunities there in Emporia.
So, Lyle, yeah, you're familiar with Emporia, obviously. I know that, you know, I was chair of the board of the chamber, and Janine mentioned you often, Janine McKenna, the chamber president here in Emporia, and of all the fine work that that you did. Is, from looking from your perspective now, you know, even with the interim label, Lyle, is Emporia an attractive, a good place for business and or industry to land? Is it, are we in a good spot here?
Oh, yeah. You know, one of the things that I have always envied, even living here in Manhattan, Kansas, those of your listeners that may be familiar with Manhattan know that we are not on an interstate, and that sometimes is a negative when you're trying to attract certain kinds of business and industry. And Emporia has the great fortune of being at the intersection of a couple of interstates and other highways that intersect through Emporia. So that's one huge advantage that you have. You have another advantage in that you have a four-year college, Emporia State, and you also have a technical college and community college, a two-year program. And those are two winning combinations when you take having those kinds of workforce training opportunities in a community like Emporia.
What are some of the challenges that Emporia faces here, Lyle, that others are facing? And what are maybe some of the challenges, at least that you see early on, that may be unique to Emporia as we continue to try to attract business and industry here?
Well, I think if you go across all of Kansas and for that matter, or the whole country, workforce is the number one issue. And when site selectors look at a community, they either want to see that you have a workforce in your community, that they can be future employees. Or the other thing is they want to look at where can I go and get folks. And again, that goes back to your educational facilities you have in Emporia are an engine that is creating a constant workforce. And so those are great attributes. So that's the number one issue. You know, the other issue that has developed in the last 10 years is housing. Where are my workers going to live? And do you have the appropriate housing? And depending upon the kind of company. And again, that's not unique to Emporia. Manhattan, Wichita, you can name any community in Kansas, they have the other. And the other one that's probably popped up in the last 5 years is childcare. And that is another huge issue, not just for Emporia, but every city in Kansas, every economic development director you talk to, those are things that crop up immediately. Another asset that Emporia has that a lot of communities actually do not have, and that is over the years, RDA, the chamber, the community has worked to put together available land for development. And that is so important when you're working to try to attract industry to your community.
Again, we're very pleased to be joined this morning by incoming RDA interim CEO Lyle Butler and outgoing interim CEO Jim Witt. Well, Lyle, folks here know that the Emporia City Commission was looking to change the landscape of the RDA board. And Jim mentioned, you know, he's been kind of away from the situation here that's happened since January. You obviously are familiar with what's taking place there. Did that give you room to pause for a moment? What's taking place there?
You know, I think, you know, every community has to decide, specifically here you're talking about economic development and how it operates. And I think that it's individualized to every community. And so Emporia is going through a process that many, many communities go through or have gone through to decide what is the best structure that works for their community and what may work in Manhattan, as far as that goes, may not work in Emporia, or what works in Emporia may not work in a place like Manhattan or Topeka, or, again, fill in the blank. I think that it's what's most important for Emporia to do, and I'm not going to be involved in that part of it, is to come together and decide how best to go forward. And the thing that I've learned in the communities that I have served is the key is that community partners need to collaborate and work together in a common goal and vision. And if they do that, good things will happen.
Jim, what's your sentiments here on what seems to be at least some changes that are coming, even though we're not exactly sure what those changes may be?
Well, I thought about this quite a bit, especially during the last few weeks in the month I was more active. It's going to be a process where I think collaboration is the key word. It was used extensively in the Vision First report that was completed earlier in 2024. And that collaboration is dependent upon trust and respect amongst various agencies and entities. And I think that trust and respect has to be there. I think cooperation and collaboration are really important and essential to Emporia's future, and essential to be positive in terms of economic development. Lyle hit on a lot of the assets of Emporia, and they are tremendous. He and I see each other on a social basis occasionally, and we talk about all the assets Emporia has. But one of the weaknesses is workforce, as Lyle stressed. I just want to compare Emporia to McPherson. If you draw a map of around McPherson of a 40-50 mile an hour radius and take a look at the size of towns available in that 40 to 50 miles, it's pretty shocking when you draw the same radius around Emporia in terms of labor availability. You've got Newton, you've got Mound Ridge, you've got Lyons, you've got a tremendous amount of towns in the around the McPherson area that feed into a really varied industrial base. And that's always going to be a tough one for us to address. But with housing and recruiting the right type of economic development entities, I think we'll be okay. So the other issue that Lyle is probably not briefed enough on is we've got to get some energy improvements, and we've been working cooperatively with Evergy out to Park 4. We're limited about what our megawatt capacity is. I can tell you that during my tenure, we get these solicitations of proposals to submit. And when you look at something that's 50, 60 megawatts, that is impossible at the present structure. Now, Evergy does have plans for a new substation on the west side of town. They haven't finalized what the capacity of that substation is. And I'm sure our local representatives, elected representatives in Evergy, as well as the RDA, and other entities like the city, we be working closely with Evergy to get the right size and sufficient size that we can do some serious recruitment.
Outstanding. Well, I tell you what, Jim, thank you very much, not only for your time, but really for your work with the city. It's taken on a number of different roles here since you came on board here about a decade ago.
Well, I have a closet, two closets now full of different hats I've worn working with Mark McInerney and Trey Cocking. And I went to Emporia, and I'll spend 1 minute on this. Went to Emporia, Mark told me 4 to 6 months. It's now 11 and a half years. So, let me just say this, and I don't want to be lecturing here too much, but the spirit of Emporia has always been an asset. And I say that from my heart and soul. You've got great people who want to make community better. It's just to get cooperation and collaboration up to a higher level.
Outstanding. I tell you what, Lyle, thank you for your time with us today. Looking forward to meeting you and having more interviews with you here as you continue your time here with Emporia.
Appreciate it, Lyle. Thanks.
Yep, looking forward to it.
Appreciate it, guys. Gentlemen, have a good day. Stay safe out there.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Stay warm. Bye-bye.
All right, incoming RDA Interim CEO Lyle Butler and outgoing Interim CEO Jim Witt joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment. Good program there, Chuck.
Good program. And tomorrow we've got a couple of interviews in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll start off.